Kushla Tangaire Manuel is with us today, MP for Ikiro Rafiti. Hey, Kushla, thanks for joining us. Tēnā koe.
More than a day or more than a koutou katoa from a sweltering Gisborne.
Beautiful. Tell me about Waitangi and Waitangi Day for you, Kushla.
You know, honestly, the thing that stood out for me was the manaakitanga of Ngāpuhi people. And I think, you know, it was actually an amazingly peaceful event. So it's funny to, you know, to leave Waitangi and to hear people say, oh, I heard someone crash through a fence. So there's still sort of that, you know, people want the drama from Waitangi, but if you're present, you're nothing but impressed by the organisation and the peaceful nature of the event.
Tēnā koe. Look, we know that there is a report a year on from Cyclone Gabrielle. I had a conversation earlier today with Professor Nick Wilson, who has been part of preparing a briefing called The Long Shadow of Cyclone Gabrielle. We know that more than 10,500 people were displaced, and there's a range of long-term health effects, not the least the money that's being spent to try and clean up from that disaster. Already the cost has been estimated at $14.5 billion. Important that this review is conducted a year on from that event so that we can be better prepared for another?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's hard to believe that it's been a year. And, you know, first of all, big mihi to the people who are still suffering the impacts of the cyclone and, as you acknowledge, are still displaced. And I think a lot of the issues that we're talking about that are costing so much are, you know, infrastructural things that are just exacerbated really by Cyclone Gabrielle. If you look at the East Coast, for example, State Highway 35 needed work prior, but it's dire now.
There's a lot of work that still needs to be done. We've got the Tairawhiti Tomorrow Together Summit, which is coming up on the 23rd of this month. Are you interested in or attending?
Yes, so I will be. That is the tail of a sitting week, and actually I'll be doing my maiden speech the night prior. So I will get there. I won't be there from the beginning at 9 o'clock, but I'll certainly be attending. Great opportunity for the region. And speaking of events, I just want to acknowledge the amount of events going on throughout the Hawke's Bay and East Coast for Cyclone Gabrielle, which obviously I cannot get to them all, but it's really good to have that sort of momentum going throughout the rohe. So again, yes, it's good to see ministers confirm their attendance for that kaupapa here in Gisborne on the 23rd. Mayor Viet Stoltz is certainly looking forward to it. And I mean, naturally I'm attending because while I'm buoyed by their commitment to come into the rohe and hear this kōrero, obviously as opposition it's our job to hold them to account. And, you know, encourage and insist on action, because I was disappointed in the House last week when investments were announced for Auckland, Coromandel, but nothing for Hawke's Bay or East Coast from the Recovery Minister.
Tēnā koe, I noted the Overseas Investment Office has signed off on an opportunity for an overseas-based company, I think it's majority Swiss-owned, to buy tracts of land in Northland to convert into forestry. And I just wonder whether we're seeing the same approaches to the East Coast land. At times it feels as though we might be selling off our heritage. Your thoughts here on overseas companies buying up farmland to convert to forests?
Yeah, well, see, that's why the regulations are important. I mean, we know that overseas investment in forestry has been a reality since the 70s. So what's important is making sure that they're planting the right tree in the right place. And you've talked about Cyclone Gabrielle, and if that's one of the major lessons we learnt. And, you know, as you know, one of the outcomes of the land use inquiry. And, I mean, even forestry companies themselves welcome these new regulations, because even they're opposed to some of the, you know, they acknowledge that some of the beautiful flat land that's been converted into forestry is not the appropriate use. So that's what we have to make sure of, is making sure we've got the right trees in the right place and supporting whānau and Māori landowners in particular into appropriate land use, not only for the Taiao, but for economic development as well.
Kia ora, I also was wondering if you might share some thoughts. As many of our people falter because of circumstances, unemployment, addictions, lack of housing, lack of support, and find themselves before the courts, that the coalition government has pulled funding on cultural reports, which can give those on the bench a better understanding of the backdrop or background to those who have offended. What do you make of the government pulling the funding that helped in the preparation of these cultural reports before the courts?
I think this is a classic example of the government trying to tar us all with the same brush. We know that circumstances are unique. There is evidence, you know, that people of colour, people from lower socioeconomic demographics are disadvantaged in these areas. And I don't remember her name, but there was a defence lawyer on the AM show this morning discussing the value of having that background information and giving some context around why it's not appropriate just for lawyers to do that, because they're not specialists in that area. Obviously, the investment has been huge, so you know, I support that being looked at, but I think the loss of that context is going to disadvantage a lot of people, and it probably in particular whānau Māori.
Tēnā koe, Kushla. Obviously, the moves to decrease the use of reo Māori by government departments has infuriated our people. You're a reo Māori advocate. What are you making of incursions into our taonga?
You know, honestly, Dale, I think it just shows that the coalition is not so co-aligned because I think they need to talk before they start making any more policy announcements, because, I mean, already this morning you got the Prime Minister finally coming out and saying, no, we're not going to support treaty reform. Then you got Seymour on the news saying, oh, he'll probably change his mind next week. It's a mess. And then in the House, on one hand, you've got them saying, no, no more use, it's inappropriate, we don't want it to be called Aotearoa. Then all their MPs stand up and do a mihi and a pepeha. It just shows that the current coalition is in a shambles.
Well, tēnā koe, what's on your agenda for the week ahead, Kushla?
So I'm currently in Tūranga Nui Akiwa. It's been really good to come along. An exciting new appointment at Tairawhiti Museum with one of the local uri, Tapunga Nepe, becoming the CEO, so to speak. So talking about taonga and, you know, and the value of interrelationships globally as well with the local has been awesome. I'm heading to Hawke's Bay to look at options for setting up my electorate office there as well. But sadly, attending another tangi today, a young wahine died suddenly here in Tūranga Nui Akiwa. So big mihi to the Morrison whānau as they grieve today. And of course, ngā mate huhua o te wā, there have been many.
Well, tēnā koe.
And then off back to the house next week, Dale.
Back to the house
so
next
no doubt,
week.
One thing this... this coalition has, they've kept it exciting in the house for us all.
Well, there's some truth to that. I'd have to agree. Good on you, Kushla. Thanks very much for joining us. You're described by some as an occasional nightclub covers crooner. Have you been nightclub crooning of late, Kushla?
I have been invited to participate in another, to perform in another collaboration show in May, so watch that space, Dale.
Sounds good. I'd like to. And we'll get a karaoke song for you next time around, Kushla. It's lovely. Good catching up with you again, sis. Thanks very much for your thoughts.
You too.
Kia ora koutou. Kia ora, Kushla Tangaide.